Dear Lord Baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell. I just want to take time to say thank you for my family, my two beautiful, beautiful, handsome, striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger, or TR, as we call them. And, of course, my red-hot smoking wife, Carly, who's a stone-cold fox. Who, if you were to rate her ass on 100, it would easily be a 94.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not a
wake the kids, bone the neighbors.
Can you make me feel
asleep? You're only dead.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Good day and welcome to the podcast for Monday, June 21st, 2/10. My name is Tim, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Father's Day weekend. Mine was relaxing, watched a lot of sports, watched some World Cup soccer. And I gotta say, I'm starting to get used to the British commentary. That jogged me at first, but on that note, here's some British commentators discussing a horse race. Check this out.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Racing at Newmarket. About to go into the stalls for the 3:30, so over to you, Peter.
Thank you. Yes, the seven runners for this first Durex handicap over 6 furlongs are just beginning to load up. That's the Poof, very much on his toes and beautifully turned out. He really looked a picture in the paddock. Just coming to our picture is Vagina. Vagina is one of the two fillies in the race. She's very good opening speed, and the overnight rain will have helped her. She likes it a bit soft underfoot. That's the Wanker going to the stalls. A steady performer, the Wanker, but he tends to be a bit one-paced. Just going in is Buttocks. Buttocks, a big colt, blinkered for the first time. And there's our favourite, the Prick. I think he would have preferred slightly firmer going. And just going in is the outsider of the field, the 7-year-old Arsehole. Arsehole by Shit out of Bumhole. He's been tailed off on his last 3 outings. Rather disappointing horses. And one of the last to go in is Big Tits, who's carrying the top weight. Steady performer, but I think a £10 penalty will be a little too much for her this afternoon. She's safely in. Oh dear, the Prick. The Prick is rearing up. He tends to get excited, a very excitable horse. I remember he had to be withdrawn at Lingfield. Yes, they're going to put the hood on him. They're very good, the handlers here at Newmarket. And now a late show of betting.
Thank you, Peter. The Prick is hard and half a point to 11 to 8. Vagina is 3s. The Poof and Buttocks both 9 to 2. There's been some late money for Big Tits, who's coming to join the Wanker on 8 to 1. And Arsehole is 66 to 1.
As expected, Arsehole is the 66 to 1 complete outsider. And they're all in. They're under starter's orders, and they're off. Big Tits got a fly, and is the first to show. Arsehole was slowly away, and as they settle down, it's Big Tits from Vagina, with the Prick tucked in behind these two. Then comes the blinkered Buttocks, being pressed by the Poof. Going steadily behind these five is the Wanker, and trailing the field is Arsehole. And as they start to climb the hill, it's Vagina, who just shows clear of Buttocks. The Prick is close up third, nothing between these three. Big Tits is hanging slack to the left. Tucked in behind is the Poof, still trailing the field is Arsehole. There is the Poof again, making a challenge with Arsehole under pressure, but finding nothing. And as they race to the line, it's Vagina being pressed by the Prick, with the Poof making rapid progress, trying to squeeze in between Buttocks and the rail. The Prick and Vagina, nothing between these two. And the Wanker's coming with a late run. The Wanker is coming with a late run, and Big Tits has dropped out of it altogether. And with 100 yards to go, it's the Prick and Vagina drawing clear. The Prick and Vagina strike the straight left the line. It must be a photo. I can't separate them, but I think the Poof takes third from the Wanker. And still to finish is the tiring Arsehole. Well, one hell of a race. The Prick may just have got up in the last strides, but I wouldn't like to put my money on it. And now it's back to topless darts at Roehampton.
Topless darts. Sounds like fun. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
Burger King unveils its new low-fat cashier. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redlin. At a special press conference today, Burger King introduced the Cash Lean Deluxe, a cashier boasting 40% less fat than the regular Burger King cashier. Sources say the reduced-fat cashier has a 40-inch waist compared to the regular cashier's 50, and just 3 neck rolls compared to the usual 5. Like the old models, the new cashiers will still be strewn with acne. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
There were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Oh, bravo!